Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Whenever there is, in any country, uncultivated land and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural right. That's a quote from Thomas Jefferson in a letter that he wrote to James Madison. Doesn't the wisdom of our founding fathers amaze you even in today's world? Today's so-called free America world? You never ever hear the elected officials quote this or any other founding father regarding property, private property that is. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. The whole community. Back in 1783, Sir William Blackstone said it, and today's sirs in D.C. ignore it. Except they look to the community and way past the rights of individuals, the individual property rights. I think that's called socialism. When I went to work for my late boss, Derry Brownfield, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue about the land taking, government land grabbing. I simply wasn't aware that has been, is still going on in our nation. And now, I've seen so much. So while the Dems, and I'm saying D-I-M-S for not the brightest bulb in the box, are all fired up over some Supreme Court nominee that might, he just might stop the killing of unborn children, maybe it would mean more to them if it was illegal unborn children, they completely ignore, purposely, our rights. Your unalienable rights. Why, you ask? Why would they do that, Beth Ann? And so do the rhinos, by the way. They are constantly putting on a show for the voters, but with all their noise, we see very little change. Wayne Hage, Cliven Bundy, Ammon Bundy, Steve Hammond, Dwight Hammond. There are others. We seldom remember their names or never knew their names. Some of them were inholders or are inholders, meaning their property is sitting in the middle of a government-protected area. Many times they are viciously denied access, even though that's illegal. You see, we Americans are also caught up in the media drama and totally, completely miss the truth of the tyranny coming out of D.C. Yep, the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Who is responsible? Congress, the Supreme Court, the bureaucracy, and whichever current administration is in charge. However, winning feels pretty good, and regardless of all the idiocy of you heard yesterday attacking our president, President Donald Trump, saying he looked weak or spewing treason because he didn't defend or praise the U.S. intelligence, I'm thinking, why would he? Calling for a military coup, one of them. Despite these knuckleheads, President Trump seems to have the people in mind, not politics, and not an outside agenda from the Constitution. He seems to be the people's president. He seems to want to get along with the other large nuclear power, and that ain't a bad idea, do you think? We all have a moment when we remember our own wake-up call. I remember mine. But many have not yet come to that realization. Many Americans don't understand their rights. Therefore, they don't recognize the tyranny taking of those rights and the taking of the land. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. If you remember, a couple of years ago, we had, and I'm ashamed that it's been years, we had Hank Vogler on with us. I called him Cowboy Hank, and he let me get away with it. Hank is a close friend to the Hammonds, to the Hammond family. And I asked him to come on the show today, and let's talk, and let's get caught up. Welcome back, Hank. Cowboy Hank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing honored. I'm so tickled to talk to you again. You, common sense is such a rare commodity. You know, if those kids in Thailand had been on the Mexican border, they'd have put their parents in that cave with them. You know that?
Well, you know, we had one of our officials that said that the children here are just as trapped, you know, at the border as those kids were in the cave. And I'm thinking, these guys, they've lost it. I mean, they have lost anybody that listens to them. I mean, did you hear the guy last night calling for a military coup because the president didn't defend the U.S. intelligence? And I'm thinking, why would he?
In an analogy,
it's crazy.
A few years ago, we had the Clintons. He was a horn dog. Then we had the cute little cuddly dachshunds, the Bushes. And then we had a Pomeranian. Now, we've got a junkyard dog. We've got a dog that slobbers on himself, lifts his leg, pees on tires, but nobody's stealing hubcaps out of the junkyard. I mean, we have finally got somebody in the White House that is actually trying to support the people.
You know, they got mad at George W. Bush. When they said he was talking like a cowboy, he was talking all tough, you know. And they got upset about that, and then they got upset because President Trump wasn't talking tough. I guess they thought he should have decked Putin. I don't know what they thought he should have done.
I mean, it's just, you know, if he cured AIDS tomorrow, the news would say, well, what about cancer?
They said if he walked on water, I heard it said that if he walked on water tomorrow, the headlines would be that President Trump can't swim.
Absolutely, absolutely. We finally got somebody. You know, the rhinos told us, hey, get us the House, we'll stop this overspending. Get us the Senate, we'll do this. Get us the president. We give it all to him. What'd we get? Squat. Yeah. We do have a president that's ready to fight. And for us, not for the bureaucracy, not for the rulemakers.
If you listen to yesterday's show, you'll hear me say what we got. We got poo. That's what we got. We got poo. Yesterday's show was all about the poo. The poo in San Francisco, all over the streets and on the sidewalks and everything, and the mayor's all upset about it. And it has to do with these policies. You know, it has to do with these policies. And I was reading this quote this morning from Thomas Jefferson. And it makes me think about all this land that the government has taken, and they're protecting it, and they're keeping it. It's in a reserve. It's in a wildlife reserve. It's in this. It's in that. And here, back in the day, I mean, we're talking a long time ago, way before, you know, today's my birthday. This is way before I was born.
My daughter's birthday also.
Oh, well, happy birthday to your daughter. Anyway, it says, whenever there is, in any country, uncultivated land. Now, in this country today, we're paying farmers to let their land lay still. So, uncultivated land, unemployed poor. So, we have poo in the streets of San Francisco and other cities. It is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural rights. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And I want to talk more about this. I hear the music. We've laughed ourselves way through the first segment of the show. I'm going to hold off on phone calls until Hank and I get a little time to get caught up here with the Hammonds and what's going on. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Write the number down, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Cowboy Hank and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
when in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union. Do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned, down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Hank Vogler. He's good friends with the Hammonds. And the Hammonds, we have a winning president, winning for the people. Winning for the people, not for the public lands, but winning for the people.
You have to remember, Beth Ann, everybody out in the West is almost tied at the hip with some sort of federal land, whether it's forest, BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But years ago, to settle the West, once they got passed into the drier countries, people quit homesteading, and so they made it more conducive for people to make coalitions with the federal government, to make units that were viable enough for people to make a living. And now, all of a sudden, with the Endangered Species Act and all the things that happened back in the 70s, and NEPA and all the different processes, government, like cancer, grows until it kills the host. And all these contracts that were made. Just remember, folks, back in Missouri, somewhere back in your, you look far enough back on your deed, and it belongs to the federal government. Well, now we're out here in the West. We have a split estate with the federal government. We have property rights with the federal government, and they want to take them away from us. They're coming to a community near you. We are the incubator. You people, there's enough of you now to be strong enough to prevent this. But the federal government has to continue to grow, and that's what's going on. And they're putting the pressure on the Hammonds.
Well, you know, Derry Brownfield, years ago, he wrote an article after he had talked to Wayne Hage. And I gave that article to Wayne Hage Jr. Back in, when was that? It was that April, I think, when they had a conference that I attended. And It's about our land for collateral.
Yeah.
He had this idea that it was our land for collateral. And I have this article. It's a lefty article. You're going to love it. They're talking about this pardon and what it meant and what a bad precedent it's setting and blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. And it says in here.
I should be the one that's in jail, not them. I started this whole thing. This is all my fault. Every ounce of this, I was the one. I cast the first stone, not the Hammondses.
Well, when you're throwing a stone, you got to be sure and hit your target.
Well, that's the problem. Doggone it, Beth, we hit the target. We hit a bullseye.
Well, you must not have had a big enough stone then.
Well, in 1908, which I'm not that old, but in 1908, I believe it's when they set up the original refuge to protect people from plume hunting the birds. And they said that they could not take beyond the meander line of that lake. Well, the conservationists of the day said, well, you've already diverted the Silvies River and Silver Creek, so the meander line should be up here, not down here.
Hmm.
But for all of those years, nothing happened. Then in the 30s, the Civilian Conservation Corps came in because they bought Gill Cattle Company and attached it to the refuge, which was like 90% of the water flow into that lake. Then then the man that was the manager got along. He had 61 different ranchers. He run that refuge at a profit with leasing it out part of the years to the ranchers. Then they changed the management style in about the time I got out of college, and they allowed the lake to fill up with water, i.e. proving that the meander line was up here, not down here. 1977 was one of the driest years in history in Harney County. There was a net elevation gain in that lake. And anyhow, Hammond and I both got caught up in the issue of private property being drowned out by this action. We went and saw a water engineer lawyer, and he said there was no precedent of law for that. But you could sue them for taking water, or you could sue them for abandoning water, and being the water did not run interstate, there was no federal controlling authority. I talked Hammond into digging a ditch. He took part of the water, and from that day on, he was persecuted. This has nothing to do with setting fires. This goes back to the early 1980s, I guarantee you. The next thing they did was the Big Bird water hole. Every 5 miles, when they fenced that in the 30s, they left a water gap so cattle coming in off of the desert had a place to drink water. But for some reason, the earth would no longer rotate on its axis unless they fenced up the Bird water hole, which would kill Hammond's cattle. And so they fenced it up. He parked a piece of his own equipment, disabled it so they couldn't get it, ran to town to get an injunction to stop him because he was going to prove he had stock watering rights on that water hole, which he did. And anyhow, they threw him and Steve both in jail overnight in the county sheriff tournament. I mean, this was just a progression, a progression, a progression. They couldn't get anything to stick until the fire that I was at their house when it started, and I said, hey, it's coming down the hill at you. They went and threw the gates open, and they set a backfire, had permission from the BLM, and it burned up 138 acres of sagebrush and juniper trees, but it crossed out of their allotment. That was all they needed to become eco-terrorists.
They were arsonists, it says here. It says, who are the Hammonds? Dwight Hammond, 76, and Steve Hammond, 49. This is your fault. We're in a long-running and bitter conflict with the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service years before they committed arson and decades before becoming a cause of the far right.
You can have your own allotment for improvement. It's right in the rules and regulations. And they had permission to set a backfire so it would not burn their house down, so it would not burn their winter feed down, and it went through the fence. Whoop-dee-doo. But now they've lost the use of thousands and thousands of their own private acres because it's intermingled. You know, we're called non-government organizations. We're not called private property owners. I'm telling you, it's coming.
And it's coming everywhere. And,
yes.
And even people in Missouri, and this goes with the rails to trails. You know, we have this little thing called the Katy Trail, and people like to go walk and ride the little bicycles and stuff on it. It's just really a nice little place. Well, it was where the railroad was. Well, in the contracts with the railroads, that land was supposed to go back to the owners. Whoever owns that property should have that. So now you've got strangers walking in the backyards of certain folks, and that's the way it goes. You lose the land for the good of the whole community.
And by the way, for those of us that are dependent on federal land to make our private land of value, I don't know anybody that says we're going to stop hunting, we're going to stop recreation, we're going to stop mining, we're going to stop anything. No, we say, as the Hages did, we own the grass. We paid for the grass. We have to pay inheritance tax on that grass. Mm-hmm. We have to follow the rules and regulations. And if you leave the gates open, if you cut my fence, if you tear something up, I have to fix it, not the government. So it's not free. It's not cheap, as they'd like to tell everybody it is. It's a big lie. Nobody says that you can't have wild horses, but you can't have. I'm supposed to have 127 wild horses. 2 years ago, they counted 1,040. Now, do you think I've got a few extras? Now in a drought, they're eating me out of house and home. They're destroying the ground. If I did what the wild horses are doing to that ground out there now, they would take my permits away from me. But they're so scared of these environmental groups and these advocacy groups, they won't do nothing about it because all they do is sue. It's horrible.
You know, and
I can't believe it.
In this crazy article here, like I said, this is coming from the left. They make this comment. It says, I think people lose sight of the fact that federal public lands belongs to all of us.
Well, I don't think there's anywhere in the Constitution that you can find that.
I don't think so either.
Over to the states.
It
just goes on and on and on and on. And the Hammondses, they didn't want to fight. But they were, you know, and that deal about poaching, they like to do that out here. The hunters are, oh, they were poachers. If you've ever been to where the Hammond Ranch is at, it's in this giant volcanic wall, lava wall crater. And you can't even see their home. You can't even see anything. You could shoot off a howitzer in there and nobody would hear it. And it's full of alfalfa with desert flora and fauna all around dried up. There are trophy deer, elk, antelope, sage hen, Hungarian partridge, chuckers, every possible game bird in the world is in that crater, and you could shoot at them all day long from your porch. You don't have to go outside where somebody could see you on that east bench. Oh, and come to find out the people that made those accusations, that information was thrown out because three generations of those people had been run off of private land in trespass, and they had a vendetta against the Hammondses, and it was so salacious, so stupid, that it was not even admissible in court, but it's still in the newspapers.
Well, I have this article that had several little things in it that I thought were just outrageous how they were putting it. But then again, it's somebody that's on the left side, and they're never going to wake up, or they just haven't figured it out yet that, you know, it's their land now, it's your land later. And we are going into break. I am going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Hank and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural dual families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Hank Vogler. He's a good friend of the Hammonds. We're talking about property rights. And I know it's a little different out west than it is right here smack dab in the Midwest. But if they're coming after their land, they're going to be coming after your land. And they really already are. I mean, you just don't recognize it. But
the Endangered Species Act is what they're using. You know, they went into Kansas after the prairie chicken, and they got summarily run out. Well, out here, even though the law says, according to that, that the sage grouse never was threatened or endangered or anything, yet the government is trying to implement it as though it was, which further restricts multiple use, cattle grazing, sheep grazing, mining, everything else. And they're spending millions of dollars a year buying ranches to block us out, to take ranchers out, and they're in the name of conservation. They're destroying the West. The fires. Look at the fires in the West. We used to never have those huge fires. Now we have one in Elko County right now that's burned half a million acres. Wow. Untold wildlife. Domestic animals are dead and gone. How many ranches have been destroyed?
How many? Who's going to be incarcerated for that one, huh?
Nobody's going to go to jail for that.
You bet they're not. When you talk about that Endangered Species Act, that Indiana bat, he's everywhere. I don't know how he could possibly be endangered. He shows up everywhere. Oh, the Indiana bat's here. And it's like, really?
Is the Indiana bat in Congress or in the Senate?
Yes.
I just slipped out.
They're in both places. They're everywhere. You know, I've been trying to tell my listeners for the last, I don't know, couple months that if you want to know who's really at fault, you better look at Congress.
Yep.
Presidents come and presidents go, and we have good ones and we have bad ones, but it is Congress that stays and stays. They're the ones who make the laws. You don't like the laws that are on the immigration? Who did it? Congress
yep.
did it.
You got it. Yeah, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Put a little in the pocket and we can negotiate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how did they go back? How did Harry Reid, who didn't have two pennies, goes back there and is now one of the richest people in the state of Nevada? Oh, by the way, lives in a gated community where you have a big high wall fence around it to get in and out, even though Las Vegas general area is packed with illegal aliens.
Harry Reid has a wall?
He has a wall.
Does he have any of those turtles he was trying to protect?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that nice?
I just get so angry with him. I really do. You have to laugh or you just go completely nuts.
Oh, yes. It drives you nuts.
but really, Congress is the greatest threat to American liberty.
Yep. Yep.
All of them. Now, I'm not just talking about the Dems, which I call DIM Dems because they're not the brightest bulb in the box.
Thank you.
But in a lot of ways, the Republicans are even worse because they put on their little suits and they put on their little shows, and we're supposed to think they're really fighting for us. I mean, I really like Trey Gowdy. I mean, Trey Gowdy, he goes at it. But what did he say this weekend? Why should we impeach Rosenstein? You know, President Trump can fire him, but just months ago, Trey Gowdy said, yeah, he can do that, but he probably shouldn't.
I like Louis Gohmert when he said, hey, I bet you looked in your wife's eyes.
I know, I thought it was hysterical.
Oh, I thought that was the greatest line ever.
And did you hear the Democrats in the background, I object, oh, come on. You know, it's just,
Well, they put up with Bill Clinton. Why shouldn't they put up with a stroke?
Well, the whole idea of that is those who are faithful in little are also faithful in much, and his integrity was on the line. But nobody's going to say that.
Integrity. I bet he can't spell integrity.
By the way, I wanted to slap his smirk. I really did. It was just, you know, he obviously, his mama failed. You know, my boys know better than to make that face in front of me.
It teaches you why some species eat their young.
Well, his mom must have been a vegetarian. I don't know, but it's a mess.
You know, I'm a vegetarian. I like a good salad with a steak any time.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the cows
eat grass, and that's salad. Therefore, you're just
there
eating
you
it
go.
Second. Yeah. I get it. Well, I have some more here on this this deal, talking about this pardon setting a terrible precedence. It says, in the West, where the government owns great swaths of land, the enforcement of federal regulations has been a rallying cry for decades, both in mainstream and extremist circles. You know, what would they have called our founding fathers?
Oh,
were they extremists?
You bet they were.
You bet.
Yeah, if you had the crown seal and were working for the federal government, i.e. the Great Britain, you were locked in. That's why so many of them went to Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, mm-hmm. and back to England after the Revolution.
Yeah, I like to make that point. You know, I'm really disappointed that a lot of them didn't leave after the election like they promised. But I like to make that point that after we won that Revolutionary War, there's about 100,000 that we sent packing.
Yep.
Out of here.
Yeah.
They were out of here.
And if Baldwin likes it so well, you know, they're having a great time in Venezuela. I'm going to buy one of them big cruise ships and fill it full of people and call it the Venezuelan diet. The average Venezuelan's lost 25 pounds. Haul them down there, dump them out, go get another boatload. When those guys in a month lose 20, you know, it'd be a great idea for a diet thing.
It might be.
Yeah, I mean, go to Cuba. Hey, 50 cents a day, American? Buy it. Those are top wages. That'd really work out, wouldn't it? I mean, just get a life. I hire Peruvians and Chileans to take care of my sheep. 18 pages per man to fill out and send back all over the country. It is just, if they ever get that mess straightened out, we're not going to get the people that Chicago wants to give them a guaranteed income. They're not going to come out and pick fruit, herd sheep, or do anything else. 80% of the people working on ranches are now Hispanic, and nobody's going to do anything about it. And they're all here illegally because in Mexico they can make $5 a day. They can make that more than that, what they can make in a month in one day in America. There's your incentive. We have to have a legal program to bring them in. No citizenship. Send them home when the contract's up, and then they can come back. But no citizenship, no voting.
I thought that's what migrant workers were.
Well, but the migrant workers have to come in on a program. And the ones
And then they leave. When the job is over, they leave. They make good money, and then they leave.
But guess what? It is so lax that they run away in droves and go to the towns and the dairies and other hog industries and other industries within agriculture because it's so complicated to fill out all of the dang papers. Nobody wants to do it. Only 0.5% of the people that are eligible to use the H-2A program use it because it is so onerous with the Department of Labor. They do inspections. They do rules and regulations, 432 pages. On cheaper, it just goes on and on and on.
You know, even for those who hire them, I don't know if that's what you're referring to or when you send them back, but even for those who are hiring them, there's a pecan farmer here in Missouri that he brings in a migrant because they know the pecans. They know how to do the pecan business. And the things that he has, the regulations and mandates that he has from the federal government in order to supply a place for this man or whoever, man or woman or family, to live in, it was better than what my kids had.
No, it just goes on and on. The rules and regulations, and all they do is help the bureaucrats justify their job.
On the other hand, I know there are those who take advantage and make, you know, don't do nice things that they should. You know, they're not good. But, well, I'm talking about those who hire them. They take advantage of them when they bring them in here. But, you know, they need to make it like it. They need to make it so that it's simple, it's easy, and it's
it's
going to
be good for everybody, and
absolutely.
Now it's good for nobody. Because they run away, then they've left their family in Peru. They wind up with a girlfriend up here, so now you got two broke families. It just goes on and on, and people steal them from us because they do not want to go through the arduous process of working with the government to get the permits to do it. It is just insane. It is a tax. It costs you money to do all of these things. And it just goes on and on and on. And it's all regulations or taxes. And that's what it's doing. So a lot of people will say, hey, I'll pay you in cash. Come to work for me. And then they become out of status with their visa. Everything is wrong. If they get caught, they go home and they can never come back to America. There should be a legitimate, easy process to bring them in and return them to their home country. No voting rights, no citizenship rights, all those things, they have to get in line and apply like everybody else. But you cannot stop agriculture because of the bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy is about to grind it to a halt.
And the bureaucracy is taxation without representation because we didn't vote any of those people in. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, or you can just listen to Cowboy and Beth Ann. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting
shooting zombies here, this is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show, and we do have a caller. We have Monica from Illinois. Monica, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Beth, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
From all of us who listen to you.
I appreciate that.
I want to thank you also, Beth, for all you do to restore the Republic and our liberty. And I want to turn to Mr. Vogler, who I'm so pleased to talk to today. I'd like to thank him for sharing his wit and his insight with us Range Magazine readers.
Oh, yes.
He's wonderful, and he's one of a kind. I want him to know that.
He is that.
And I do have a question. I'd like him to speak a little more to this poaching idea. The AP reports when the Hammonds were pardoned, they had to stick in there that Stephen Hammond in 2001 had a hunting party that supposedly poached deer and started a fire that burned 139 acres of public land. And then he handed, in the process, he handed matches to his fellow party members, hunting party members, and told them to burn the whole country, which isn't even logical or plausible for a rancher in that territory to do. And I'd like him to speak to that briefly, if he didn't mind.
All right. Thank you.
If you go along Highway 205 to French Glen, Oregon, you're on the west side of the valley. If you look over to the east side of the valley, you can't see the two-story buildings at the Hammond Ranches. You can't see anything. All you can see is it looks like just a mirage of lava and cheatgrass. You can't see anything because it's called the Dust Bowl. It's a huge basin, and they raise alfalfa in it. Now, the poaching, why would Steve Hammond go out and walk out onto that east bench and poach where he would be visible? Nobody can see into that Dust Bowl. He could shoot a trophy deer, antelope, elk, sage grouse, chuckers, Hungarian, every game species there is on earth from his front porch and hang him in his barn, and nobody would ever see him do it. Why would he go out and expose himself? The reason was because those so-called eyewitnesses for three generations have been in a battle with people wanting to come in and hunt on their private land. And these particular people have cut fences. They have torn things up. They have been very abusive. And they use that as an excuse. Now, the one that testified that said, and I apologize to Steve and I apologize to all of them for this because they've never said this, but I'm going to say it. It's about time. All this stuff about telling the other people in that party to set the country on fire, that won't burn up a deer. It'd burn the hair off of them. It'd even be easier to see the bullet hole. Why would they expose themselves like that? Well, he had a nephew who was involved with a girl that was underage. And they told him to stay away from her. And Stephen and Dwight, illegally, very wrongly, took him down and took a piece of sandpaper because he had her name tattooed on his arm, and they were afraid this kid was going to go to jail. So they sandpapered this tattoo off of his arm. He's the one that gave the testimony about handing out the matches to the rest of the crew. It was all crap. And the Hammonds were so polite. They were such nice people. They would not even broach the subject. They never said one word. I was in the trial. I testified of the 18 charges. They got off of 16 of them because of my accurate rendition of what happened.
Oh, thank you for that, Mr. Vogler. That I knew that there was more to it than just the AP accounts, and I'm so sick of the news agencies always demonizing the ranchers as much as they can.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I thank you so much for that account.
Our junkyard dog calls it fake news.
Exactly.
Hey, you're right.
I'm surprised he didn't go off there in Russia. I mean, in Finland, and tell. Tell the whole world what a great news group we had here in the U.S. They wanted him to sing sweetly, and they
wouldn't
like,
have done him any good.
I think, you know, the whole world knows. Monica, thank you so much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. So very
could
nice.
I add one more little?
You sure can.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Remember to wear your rubber hip boots when you talk about poo again, will you? I really enjoyed your show, and thank you, and have a good, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You're going to have to go back and listen to my monologue. I've got it on YouTube now. I'm a big star. I think I'm, you know, on YouTube now. So everybody go to YouTube and just search CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and you'll see the one that says, well, poo. So you'll see the one. In fact, I think my video guy, he put up three little segments there from yesterday's show that he got a big kick out of. But it was kind of a running joke. And it is what the socialist agenda and policies bring. They bring poo in the street. And they take our land. That's what's going on in the West. That's what's going on. It will be going on in the East if it isn't. You know, they've got that eminent domain, you know, that they can always use. And I believe we have a president that is the people's president right now, and I don't think I'll ever get tired of winning. He said, you're going to get tired of winning. We'll win so much, you're going to get tired of winning. I don't think we're going to get tired of winning. We've had the thumbs down from the D.C. occupiers for a long time, and the bureaucracy that's just taking the people down. And I remember, and I cannot remember her name, but I remember an inholder that my late boss had on the air one time talking about what they were putting her through. She couldn't even get back to her home. They wouldn't let her back. And they were blocking the way. And that's illegal. But they did it anyway because they're the federal government. And, you know, kind of like stroke, they could do whatever they want. And it's just amazing. I have
baseball metaphor, the federal government between the Hammondses and the Bundys, they never ever made contact on the ball. They never even hit a foul ball. They missed every chance and every opportunity. They got beat at every corner. And we're supposed to support these people, and they wasted millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
They destroyed families. They hurt people's business. And they're still hurting the Hammondses. We're only halfway home. We have to get their permits back from them because they are not felons. They have been pardoned. They did not violate any BLM rules and regulations. I'm on Hammond Ranches Incorporated's Board of Directors, and we have been trying diligently to get the government to turn those permits back to them. And they're doing everything in the world. They're pulling back like a borrowed dog, trying to fight with them on this stuff. It's just horrible.
You know, people don't like Steve Bannon. But when Steve Bannon was sitting on stage one time, right after the election, And he and Rince Priebus were talking. Steve Bannon said, they're not going to give you your rights back. They're not going to give you your government back. Do you think they're just going to hand it back to you? You're going to have to demand it. And the American people have got to stand up. President Trump cannot do this by himself.
No.
And it's up to the people, and we are out of time. Hank, we need to get you back because you're just a lot of fun. We need to get you back. I appreciate it so much. Be in prayer. The Hammonds need prayer. We all need prayer. This nation, you know, we need to take a knee in prayer. And that's the only way, if we the people ever want to see this republic restored, we better get in prayer. And together we will bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.